What's that on the neck?
It's a curling iron burn.
Is that what that is?
Gary.
Is that what that is?
I'm 40 years old with two kids under 5 years old, and I have at least 3 to 4 jobs given the week. Nobody's sucking on my neck.
Well, that's how the kids start.
Welcome to the L. Duncan Show, where Gary Streisky has just told the world I have a curling iron burn. And I'm probably
allegedly
past the age that I should. I mean, it's peeling, Gary. What hickey you ever had?
I don't know. I've never had one.
That burns and peels.
I've never had one. If you must know.
I hate that for you. I'm going to have your girlfriend get on it.
Hey-o.
Well, I'm not saying her name because I didn't know if we're revealing that.
For the next episode. That's a tease.
That is a tease. But we have some revelations.
Oh.
Something has finally been revealed.
Do go on.
Breaking news.
Oh.
As of when we're taping this on a Thursday. Joel Embiid. Who has never played a major international tournament ever, has decided that out of the three choices of who he would potentially play for at the Olympics, that being his native country of Cameroon,
sure,
France, or America, all of where he holds citizenship, he has chosen the USA, Team America.
Come on. It's the easiest choice out there.
Yeah.
Do you want to win gold or do you just want to go to the Olympics?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we felt like when this story was a story just a couple of days ago, that there was a few things, right, that should entice him.
Oh, yeah.
And even though we do have an update on this story, and even though it is still reported, right, and even though it's Adrian Wojnarowski reporting it, which means it's as good as gold, just for the commitment to the bit,
sure,
and because we already wrote the jokes, we're going to pitch him.
100%.
And
we've created a pitch deck. We've talked about this. We were ready for this moment.
And it's going to happen. So I think some of the things that went into the choices.
Yes.
As to whether he'd play for America or France.
Yeah.
Sure. France is the fashion capital of the world. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. America gave the world Crocs.
Yeah. And I mean, those are 2 for 1. You can put them in sport mode. And all of a sudden, you're ready for activities, or in the true American spirit, you can just lounge around.
Want to go fancy?
Just
put some of those little
it.
Charms on them.
Just kick it.
Okay, France, sure. You got dope wine with fancy names like Bordeaux and Chablis.
Which is the regions in which they're bottled, correct?
Yeah. But you know what? If you like fruity alcohol, Strawberry Hill Boone's Farm does the trick in half the time for half the price.
Boom. Just don't ask Omar to order you one, because he will not.
Nope, because it has fruit in it. Eiffel Tower? Oh, all right. That's really great. I'll raise you one. Statue of Liberty.
Boom. Wait. We got it from the French.
We did get it from
the
French.
They gifted that to us. And guess what? No take backs.
Okay. Well, then no bed bugs here. Save for New York.
Bit of an epidemic over there. Yeah. Bit of a situation going on over there.
Yes.
Which clearly indicates to me they don't have mattress covers over there. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What kind of fifth world... Unreal. Now, I just mentioned the three aforementioned countries that were up for grabs for the Joel Embiid sweepstakes.
Yep.
And you said, I don't care about these rules. I'm just going to pitch him on a whole country that has nothing to do with this anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Here's the thing. Korea. He's already he's already dominating. Thank you for the clarification. The one south of the DMZ. He already dominates the Eastern Conference. So why don't we just push this thing a little bit further east to Korea, where the obvious one here is he will become the biggest fish in the smallest of ponds.
Yeah,
really more of like the Yellow Sea. Big fish, small pond. He would be a country's hero, quite literally. And we have historical evidence that backs this up when Kawhi gifted the entire country of Canada an NBA championship. You leave there and you're a hero forever, even though he was like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm out. And then the third pro as to why Joel Embiid should have considered another red, white, and blue country, South Korea's flag. Well, you can help South Korea once again be better than North Korea and become the ire of one Kim Jong-un. We don't like him.
And that is an enticing thing? You think that's a thing that would
entice
him?
Well, here's the thing. That's a pro, but unfortunately, it doubles as a con because then you get on the bad side
of a crazy dictator.
Of Kim Jong-un. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But I feel like Joel Embiid can handle that.
Yeah.
On Twitter or otherwise.
He could hang strong.
Yeah.
And real, just remind me real quick, what are some of his teammates that he'll be on the team with when he joins Team Korea?
not important. We play as one. You know what I'm saying? We will play. We will play. We play as one. Okay. Tehaminguk. All right. Play as one. But listen, there are a couple of cons, like Kim Jong-un being on your bad side. People will question the fluidity of the Koreanness. This is assuming people don't assume what his background is. And I have a real world example. Okay. When I was in Colorado, I played in the Colorado Asian Basketball League, Cable for short. And there was this team. They were so good. They were called A-Unit, Asian Unit. That's when G-Unit was hot. And they had a dude who, I'm not kidding, L, maybe a 32nd. Is that a thing?
A what?
Fraction-wise? A 32nd Korean?
32nd. Oh, he's like 1/32nd.
Thank you. I forgot the one. 1/32nd Korean. But he was a imposing man. Very tall. Very lanky.
How did you guys know he was 1/32nd? Did you like...
We just took his word for it.
Oh, I was going to say, did you question him when he showed up? Did you make him prove his Asian-ness?
No, we can't. We couldn't do... You certainly can't do that these days. And we couldn't do it back then. We just had to take his word for it.
Yeah.
He's a light-skinned bro. And he might have had a fraction. No, I did care. He was on the other team. They smoked us. Last con, which is probably why he didn't consider any of the East Asian countries, there's a bit of a language barrier, specifically the Korean language. Not that he would need to learn it,
yeah,
but it sounds aggressive even when you're like being nice or just speaking in like regular tonage, regular dialect, like, yeah, no tege chareso. Doesn't that sound like I'm kind of mad at you?
Yeah,
it sounds like. It's just like, wow, yeah. You did really well.
I'm not going to lie. I thought you said bro in Korean there. Like, yeah, bro.
Yeah. You. Yeah. No, you. 되게. Very. 잘했어. Did good. 좋다. It sounds a little aggressive.
Okay.
So he might think, wow.
He's sensitive.
They're being mean to me.
Yeah.
They're not.
Okay.
Just showing you love. So that's why he made the right choice.
What would it sound like if they were being mean?
About the same. about the same. Yeah, Pablo Sekia. You dummy. Sounds the same.
Yeah.
Mina Kimes will back me up on this.
Okay.
If she consumes the pod.
Yeah.
Or the YouTube show.
Well, she just had a baby, so she's a little bit busy.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Speaking of, the rookies have been getting busy in the NFL.
Hey yo, hickeys on the neck.
We
call them curling iron burns.
The one downside to having 17 games of the NFL season is 16 was so perfect. Quarter season.
Yeah, it was
half
nice.
The season.
It was nice.
So we're at week 5, which I guess is sort of a quarter of 17. I don't know. I suck at math, Gary.
Don't ask me. You saw what I did with a 1/32nd.
Yeah, I had no idea you were going
to. Yeah, I'm glad we figured that out.
So what we want to do is look at the rooks, the young guys. Yeah. The ones making rookie moves.
An impressive rookie class.
It really is.
I mean, we have a lot of rookies. I'm guessing we're talking first round specific that are contributing right away at a high level.
CJ Stroud.
Boom. First one to come to mind. I mean, Did we really expect with a brand new head coach, brand new quarterback, brand new everything? And he looks like a freaking grizzled vet with young legs.
Yeah. The Texans seemingly have been a team tanking for a long time. Yeah. So I think everybody just expected that if he could do anything down there, that the defense would be really good. But that if he could do anything, he has no weapons.
Sure.
that he would you know, be okay. He's now the front runner for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Having leapfrogged our own Bijan Robinson. Youngest starting quarterback on record, that's 1950, to win consecutive starts by 20-plus points. Previously, it was only Marino that had that distinction. He's also the sixth player in NFL history to average 300 passing yards and throwing zero picks. That's always what you look for with the young guys, the mistakes.
Ball protection.
How many mistakes are they making?
Yep.
And you talk about mistakes, and unfortunately, we're four games into his career. Mm-hmm. But whenever someone is taken behind you and they are immediately excelling,
yeah,
inevitably the question of, did we make a mistake, comes up.
Correct. Talking about Bryce Young?
Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Taken number one overall by the Panthers.
Situation's obviously a little bit different there. They trade away the number one target in Carolina in order to get him in DJ Moore, who obviously isn't doing much else, you know, in Chicago in that situation. But Bryce Young's had to deal with something that CJ Stroud hasn't, right? A little bit of an arm issue. The yards per attempt, very low. But based off the comparison between those two, like if you took CJ Stroud out of the picture, you're like, all right, yeah, Bryce Young is developing like we should probably anticipate somebody thrown straight into the fire is anticipating. But there's a dude who is blowing the curve out of this experiment here.
You say that, and I would mostly agree with you. And I know, like, especially for our viewers, our listeners, the audience members, you probably get so bogged down with stats.
Correct.
And we are, like, analytics is a huge part of sports now. You can blame gambling on that. People want to know as much as they can, right? And there's nothing that gives you a better indicator mm-hmm. than numbers and math. So I know you get bogged down with a lot of stats and you start to kind of get a little bit apathetic to them. But I saw a stat the other day on Bryce Young that I was like, damn. And about those yards per attempt that you mentioned yeah. being low. So he's averaging 4.9 yards per attempt. That ranks 249th out of 261 quarterbacks in modern history to attempt at least 75 passes in their first three pro starts. So he is basically one of the worst quarterbacks in the history of the NFL through his first handful of starts to throw the ball. And that wouldn't be a huge issue if his arm capability wasn't already an issue when he came into the league. His size and his arm strength was a concern. And he made defenders look crazy in college. And he really relied on his athletic ability and his ability to scramble and all of those things. But we all know the NFL is very different. These defenders are not college defenders. And unfortunately, I'm by no means saying he can't sort this thing out or figure it out. I think there's some other historical perspective on guys that equally started out not well and were able to turn things around. But this is concerning just because all of the things you were concerned about with Bryce Young are not only not being alleviated early on,
quickly,
they're showing them to be even worse than expected.
And it is scary. Like when you take a look at him going up against the defensive front, he's like, I'm worried about his like well-being, like his just overall safety.
Sure.
As a guy who's yet to fill in and put on that NFL weight. That NFL quarterback weight that's going to come, but man, it's a frail frame. It's a frail frame. CJ Stroud, though, the most impressive thing about him is his completion percentage to me. I mean, he's putting up the yards and keeping control of the ball, but he's freaking accurate.
He is.
I mean, this dude is dealing.
He is. And his targets are more open than Bryce Young. So, you know, of course, we're comparing apples to oranges in many ways. But you're right. He's doing everything that's being asked of him. And like I said, he just leapt over our guy, Bijan.
Listen, man, Bijan, they've won a couple of games. You and Desmond Ridder is quickly becoming a rivalry, if not already. You're going to have to get in line because there's a couple of cats on his team that are like, we got beef.
Yeah, I don't understand how you can be that bad and also not a good teammate. You got to pick one. Do you know what I'm saying? Damn. Like, if you're not going to be particularly likable, you got to be Tom Brady. Oh, yo.
Is that some information that you're getting?
I'm hearing some whispers that maybe there's some. But you know what? Here's what I like about Bijan Robinson, because while the world is piling on Desmond Ridder, myself included, mm-hmm. Bijan, as a rookie, could keep his mouth shut. All anybody's doing is saying things like, let him go or get you a quarterback because you've got this generational type of talent potentially and da 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 da. He decides that he's going to do the nice thing and be the contrarian in a good way and reach out to Desmond Ridder and reaffirm his commitment to him as quarterback and tell him he believes in him. And he explained why.
No, obviously, you know, when there's a quarterback on the team, you know, they're going to get the heat, whether good or bad. And so I was just making sure that Desmond understood, like, you know, don't pay attention to none of that. Just understand that, you know, you got a job to do. You know, you're a leader, and just don't ever forget it.
And I'm glad he said that. Because they're right. They're going to have to lean on God if Desmond Ridder stays their quarterback, because that's the only thing that can save this offense. Damn. It's bad, Gare Bear.
Damn. There's no other. What's is there a secondary option or no?
Have you seen Desmond Ridder play?
No, I mean, listen.
Yeah, it's God or it's Heinicke. So pick one.
Hey, yo, Tyler Heinicke can spin the rock a little bit.
I agree.
I don't know what's going on with that.
I agree. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's that the Falcons, because Arthur Smith, you know, is the one that chose Desmond Ridder. I give the Niners credit for one thing. They recognize right away, you know what? This Trey Lance thing ain't working, bruh. Like, we're gonna not worry about our pride or ego, and we're gonna bail on this because it's not working. And if they are for some reason defiantly staying with Desmond Ridder because they don't want to feel like the ones that just were wrong, it's stupid. This defense is fantastic. You've got Bijan Robinson. How do you have Kyle Pitts and Drake London as decoys at this point?
That's crazy.
They're decoys.
What's Kyle Pitts up to?
Where are they? Yeah. And so it just makes zero sense. So, but I say all that to say, what an incredible move by Bijan Robinson that he would do something like that.
Kind of weird that your rookie running back is already tasked with sort of being the vocal sense of reason in the locker room. I mean, listen, heavy is the head that wears the crown when you're the eighth overall pick, and it seems to be every indication that you're going to be an all-world back, a do-everything player, a generational talent for the franchise. But like, four games in, it's kind of... Reading between the tea leaves there, and I'm not as in tune with the Falcons as obviously you are, but I think that says something in and of itself that he's got to like man the front of the lines and be like, back off.
Yeah, he's the face going, hey guys, leave Desmond alone. Yeah, like, he's trying his best.
Leave Brittany alone. Desmond.
You mentioned all-worldly talent.
Yes.
We've got a rookie with an all-worldly nickname that I want to shout out to.
Oh.
And no one saw this one coming.
Who?
Your boy Puka Nacua.
What is his nickname?
Puka Doncic, because he's dominating. Because
that dude can put up some points.
I kind of like it.
That dude can score.
He's not only had the most receptions in a player's first four career games, he now also has the most receiving yards as well.
If anything good came out of Cooper Kupp starting the season on the IL, it's that young Puka got the reps.
Yeah.
And now when Cooper Kupp does come back, maybe this Rams team will take back into the form that won him a Super Bowl.
You think so?
listen, Cooper Kupp was the offensive MVP.
Sure.
You know, I don't think that it's too far from a fall. Mm-hmm. In terms of production, I'm not saying that they're going to return to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But they obviously miss him.
Well, but you're right. But Cooper Kupp is coming back. So will it be Cooper Kupp is coming back though, right? So... Puka shell of himself?
That's crazy. Yo, Puka shells were so hot. Not for
you
nothing.
Definitely had a Puka shell. I'm pretty sure I saw you.
Oh, that's a fact.
Yeah, no, I know. I think every picture I've ever seen with you from high school, you're wearing a Puka shell.
Well, no. Let's rewind. My senior pictures, I was wearing Puka shell necklace. And back in 2005, you took one picture a year and that was your picture. This is 2023. You don't just sauce a new pic every day. You got one picture of me, maybe three different varieties, but I was wearing a Puka shell the entire time. And I know what picture you're talking about. It's the one that was hanging in the Nesson cubicles.
Correct.
That I signed as a joke to somebody. And I think it might still be hanging.
Probably
up.
Is still living there forever. But Puka guy.
I was in between an alley, like two brick
you
walls,
are.
And I was like this.
Yes. Yeah. Looking like he's auditioning for Hollister.
Yeah, it was sick.
So, rookie mistakes. Ever had one?
God, yeah, so many. Just in general.
Okay.
Like in life in general.
Sure.
I'll keep it football related.
Yeah.
My first TV job, I was at KGWN Cheyenne, Wyoming, the CBS affiliate there. And the
Wait. Is it story time?
Oh. Look what we just fell into again. I've had the last two story times. Do you want to start?
I like it.
Okay. Do you have a rookie mistake?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get rid of mine first. The University of Wyoming was bowl eligible. They made it to the New Mexico Bowl to take on Temple.
Okay.
The Fighting Steve Adazios at the time, I believe. They ended up getting smoked, Wyoming did. But anyway, In Small Market TV, anybody that isn't familiar with it, I mean, we are one man banding everything. Me and my best friend, we road tripped to Albuquerque, took the car. I was shooter, producer, editor, anchored all my stuff. So there was open practices for the universities, you know, ahead of the game. And this was probably like, you know, Wednesday or Thursday. So we went to the school to shoot practice. And of course, we had to shoot our own stuff. So I'm shooting the whole practice. And I'm thinking to myself, what are they doing? Like, what kind of formations are these? Well, Dave Christensen was the head coach at the time. They were running their trick plays. So he was opening the playbook.
Oh.
This was like the opening drive.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't supposed to be shooting.
No,
I wasn't supposed to be shooting.
Yeah, no, this is
That's not
for
the rookie
the
mistake.
Public, okay?
That's not the rookie mistake. But I was shooting anyway. I was like, this is so good. I can't wait to put this on the news tonight, 2 days before the game. So I'm shooting all of these trick plays. And then, of course, after practice, coach comes and talks. But it's Cheyenne, Wyoming. So it was me, maybe Casper, Wyoming was there, and then a two beat reporters, two writers, like four people talked to Dave Christensen. He knew all of us. So I'm like standing there with the camera. I got my mic. It was my turn to ask a question. And I was like, I still gives me like chills. Like, this still haunts me.
Okay.
Like, hey, coach. Saw you running all those trick plays out there. When can we expect to see those? Oh. and then it didn't even process in my head. It was just dead silence. And he chewed me out so hard. He was like, you weren't supposed to effing be filming that. Da 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 da. We're not talking about that. We're running our plays. Da 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 da. And then after he like laid into me for 30 seconds, he goes, and that better not air tonight. I was like, yes, sir. Yes, Coach Christensen. Yes, Coach Christensen. So let me tell you, that was a rookie mistake. When they tell you there's a filming period.
Yeah.
There's a reason there's a filming period. And there's a reason why those filming periods, when I eventually got the job at Nesson, the Patriots would give you like 10 minutes and it was just stretching.
Yeah.
Like, you can film them stretching. But you're not filming plays. You're not filming formations. You're not filming any of that. You're not filming total groupings because people might be out.
Yeah.
That was definitely a rookie move. I was so embarrassed.
Right, because the Patriots don't want you to film their practices, but others.
Hey, but they're like, we don't film yours because we know the information.
Listen,
I was so embarrassed.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
And they got smoked.
It is really embarrassing when you find out in real time something that you didn't know. That was kind of my rookie mistake. For those of you that don't know, when there's a person standing there and everybody's standing around them asking questions, that's called a scrum.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got the job in Boston, you know, working for the Red Sox, which of course there's a million traditions anyway in baseball and unwritten rules that no one tells you about.
And they're so, unwritten for a reason.
Correct. And I decide, like, my first time sideline reporting, like, I decide, like, you know what? That I'm going to be assertive. Like, I'm going to ask a question. I'm paying attention. I'm well read. I'm studied. I'm doing my thing. I'm going to ask a question. I'm not going to be like some of these ladies that just stand here because they feel some kind of way. I'm going to say what I need to say. So I think it was probably John Farrell or somebody walks over for the scrum. Everybody converges. There's not four people. There's 50 because it's Boston. And they're like, all right, we open it up for questions. Here's what I didn't know. What I didn't know specifically in Boston. That there is a man named what?
Johnny Miller.
Johnny Miller
Johnny,
is
better,
an institution in
you better
Boston.
Get off the tracks when Johnny Miller's about to ask
when
his question.
He's coming. Johnny Miller is an institution in Boston. I mean, he's literally been a reporter there for like 50 years. Yeah. And he always gets to ask the first question no matter what. And let me tell you, the respect they have for Johnny, because Johnny brings it. Johnny don't play. Mm-mm. Johnny don't beat around the bush. Johnny doesn't ask softballs.
Mm-mm.
Johnny notoriously will be like, you guys scored two runs. Why are you so horrible? Like, he literally doesn't. But I didn't know that because no one told me that.
Mm-hmm.
So here I go. Eager beaver. Yes, John. And literally, John puts his hand out. Everybody stops, looks at me with the ire of death. And they're like, Johnny asked the first question. I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. And from then on, I just felt like a total and complete moron in the clubhouse, but total rookie mistake. So for you young journalists out there that are listening, when you go on these teams or you start covering these teams or beats, just ask. Ask, because especially in something like baseball, there are so many traditions that will have you out here looking like a dork.
Some decorum, right, that they want people to follow. Some of it's looser than others. And the easiest question is, like, if you're in a position like that, this is for any aspiring people, just ask somebody who's a veteran in that particular situation, hey, what do I need to know?
Yeah, what should I
before
know
before this? You don't have to ask anything specific. Like, anything I need to know for these post games, something like that.
100%.
I mean, because, Johnny Miller gets the first question from spring training through the playoffs.
If there is a scrum, if they
get that far.
He gets the first question.
Drives down to Fort Myers every year from Boston.
Yeah.
Nicest guy ever.
But Buck Showalter snitched on me.
Oh.
Same year.
What?
Because I had gotten everything I needed from the Red Sox scrum. So I went over. They were playing the Orioles at the time. So I went over to the Orioles scrum to get some pregame stuff. And he's standing there. And when I walk up, everybody's just standing there. I was like, I guess they're done asking Buck questions. I mean, you know, sometimes the skipper will just hang.
And just chill.
Just hang.
Shoot the fat with the people, you know?
So I was like, oh, I guess everybody already asked their question. So I go to ask a question. He, you know, sort of answered it, didn't, whatever. Like an hour later, I get a text message from the Red Sox, you know, communications person at the time. Yeah. He's like, hey, you know, it's like bad decorum to ask a question until all of that local team's beat reporters have asked their questions.
Ew,
like,
I've never
they're kind of frowning on you asking a question before the Baltimore reporters were done. Oh, I was like, well, how was I supposed to know that? I mean, I walked up and no one was talking. Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I would rather, this is just me personally, have someone say something mean in a tweet or a comment than to say it to my face. I am on record saying, I don't give a damn if you talk about me behind my back. That's none of my business.
Oh.
But we're making it our business today, Gary, because of something that we, for some odd reason, teased on this show just a couple days ago.
We're equal opportunity content aggregators. One person, when I was an intern in Fox, at Fox, Fox KDVR Denver, when I was in college, somebody told me something very profound. My news director, my sports director, Eric Goodman, said, you don't want to be indifferent. It's great if people love you because they'll watch you if they love you.
Sure. They'll hate watch you.
And it's also great if they hate you.
Yeah.
Because they will hate watch you.
100%.
The worst thing you can be in this business particularly, broadcast, is indifferent.
Yeah.
Because people see you on TV, doesn't do anything for me. Boom. They'll stop if they hate you. They'll stop if they love you.
The opposite of love is not hate. It is indifference.
Boom.
With that being said, they love me and they hate you. I'm just kidding.
That's not at all what's happening here.
All right, you ready for this? Let me see that skin. Is it thick?
Yep. I was like, is it yellow?
All right, first comment. Been loving the pod. Hearing you and Gary rap gave credence to y'all's life choices.
And that's the segment. All right, guys. It was great. Keep the comments coming.
Thank you so much. They love us.
Here we go. All right, my comment. Just wanted to say, love the show / podcast. It's an important distinction. Mm-hmm. Deaf in my rotation. Let's go.
Ooh, we love that.
That's good because a lot of choices out there these days.
Tight to deaf. Oh, and here we go. This L. Duncan sounds jealous. This for sure had to be from Taylor Swift. I got a lot of that. You're jealous. You're 40 and you're screaming about two hot people getting it on. You're jealous. I'm like,
crazy. Y'all see that hickey on her neck, right? She ain't jealous.
Trust me. Okay. Me and this curling iron.
She be getting hers
whenever I want.
And it's hot. No, literally, it's hot. It left a burn mark.
No, legitimately, it's literally.
No, it's like scorching hot. All right. Here's mine. Who is this guy? Which, the way I read that,
yeah,
that could be like, who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
That could be a compliment. Thank you. Who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
Yeah, if somebody brings me something.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Who is this guy? This guy.
Thank you for the comment. It's Thank true. You.
It really is all about how you read
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect then. How about this one? I'll read it in this way.
Okay.
L. Duncan is unhinged. Why does she care so much? It doesn't work.
All right. Well, that theory was quickly diffused.
Listen, on behalf of all the passionate loud talkers out there, I need you all to understand. I don't care. I'm just theatrical. I'm loud. I like to use my hands, I'm demonstrative.
Yes.
This is me talking about anything, Gary.
A thespian. Just don't do that. Never mind. Never mind. Number three, for me. I was looking forward to hearing more about the Damian Lillard trade. But a good chunk of this video was just them talking about themselves. Damn, for real?
That's accurate.
I thought we were talking heavy about the Bucks.
I thought so, too.
Giannis and Dame.
Yeah.
What did we miss?
I know.
I mean, I think they're going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I was going to say, listen, if you would like more on the Damian Lillard trade, check out the Low Post podcast. Yeah.
He knows a thing or two about basketball.
Yeah, we never promised you smart commentary here. Oh, Elle and Gary are an odd couple, but dope together. I'm enjoying the show and looking forward to seeing more episodes. Mom! Thanks.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, gosh, love you, Mom.
That was so nice. Is this show a real thing? Damn.
Oh, no. Do they think it's a parody?
I don't know, like
between two ferns? I kind of dig it. We are between trees.
We actually did have a real life piece of vegetation here, but it disappeared. Somebody gave us a cease and desist. Is this, no matter how you read that, I didn't think they liked us.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that one particularly.
Oh, now I'm down in yours. Whose man's is this?
Whose? No, that doesn't work.
Nope, doesn't work at all. Whose man's? No. Nope.
Whose man's is Who's, this?
Whose? No. Nope.
But no, that could be like a, I said oh, something like, funny ooh, like, yo, whose oh, man's no. is this?
Or it could be like a, ooh, whose man's is this?
Whose man's is this?
It's not. All of your commenters are men. And lastly.
Oh, gosh. This is what we're doing now?
I like that.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Short to the point.
This is always what we're doing.
They're not making a point, but they're just asking a question for the room.
Yeah.
Listen, we appreciate you commenting because it does, in fact, help the algorithm. So we appreciate that.
Yeah.
For better or worse, keep the comments coming. And if our friends are listening, it'd be really nice if you guys could say some nice stuff in the comments.
Yeah. Like in our colleagues and stuff. If you could just like.
That'd be cool.
You know, use your platform that you built to help us.
We've gotten a couple nice emails.
We have. But if those emails could make their way to your feed.
Yep.
Look, making it back about us again.
Or to the 6 p.m. Sports Center, the bottom ticker, potentially. Hey, make sure you tune in.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen.
So I don't. Promotion. Well, I don't want you to think that that's a goal because that's not going to ever happen. They're never going to run that on the bottom ticker.
Well, SportsCenter AM.
That's still not going to happen.
A little bit more equity there.
It's just not going to happen, Gary.
All right. Well, listen, I'm an eternal optimist.
But you know what? Something could happen this weekend as we wrap up that could have me real in my feelings Monday, and I want to warn you.
Oh, gosh.
Because you're my friend and I like you.
Okay.
The downside to me winning so much lately in sports.
Yes. And takes in general.
Well, just in sports mostly.
Yes.
With the Braves and Georgia.
Yeah.
I have been on a 2-year run of talk.
Yeah.
I mean, I have been talking to everyone that will listen.
Yes.
Just the worst winner. I've told everyone I'm a very graceful loser, horrible winner, gonna gloat and rub it in your face. I'm a graceful loser, but I am a horrible winner. And this weekend, within hours of each other, there's the potential that I will have to eat even more shit than I've had to eat the last 2 weeks.
God, that does not sound good.
Kentucky plays Georgia.
14.5-point underdogs.
I'm scared.
You should be.
And really the Braves good. Play the Phillies in game one of the NLDS.
I've got big concerns on both.
And I feel like, do you ever feel like an impending dread? I feel dread. I feel like the sports gods are about to give me my just desserts.
I don't think so. It's gonna be a squeaker.
Okay.
I think Georgia take care of business.
Yeah.
And it's game one of the series. And fortunately for you guys, you don't have to go to Citizens Bank.
Fair.
You're playing down there in Atlanta.
We're gonna have to go at some point.
Yeah, but not this Saturday. So no. At least we can spread the hours from being kind of compact to a little bit more distant.
Fair.
Because the Phillies, they look really
good. I know they do.
They look like a wagon.
And they put us out of the playoffs last year.
They score runs like the Braves score runs.
I know, which is concerning. We're going to have to score 12 runs a game to win. Lastly,
Ronald Acuña is going to have to steal every base.
The best tease.
Yes.
Pay attention to the Falcons this Sunday when they play the insert whoever the they play.
Who they playing?
I don't know. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
There's a brewing controversy.
Here we go. You know people.
There's a brewing controversy that will be examined, investigated, and revealed on Monday on this show. And I need you to watch. Everyone on the show is looking around at each other going, there is? Yes, there is.
I'm looking at the camera because I know they're going to edit me being like, what?
And I need you, Gary, to watch that game and listen. Just listen. It will all make sense on Monday when I present to you the case of what's his real name?